This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And good morning. Welcome to Party Line on this Tuesday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antique, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Good morning. I'm Kevin Keefe, and this is Party Line. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Rick Haggerty with the Clinton County Community Foundation and talking about the SALS. Some of you may have heard of this. SALS volunteers are going around Clinton County and building ramps for low-income disabled residents, and we'll be talking about them and what they do. Also might have Carol Smith in as well. Not for sure who's coming in for sure, but I'm pretty sure Rick will be here, and we'll be talking about that coming up at 9 o'clock. Also, Susan Gresham is here with Coach Kids, and we'll be talking to her in just a couple minutes. First off, did want to bring you the WILO Skywatch weather forecast, which is cloudy today and breezy conditions we're going to find across the area. We will, however, see a high 66, and I think that'll be the warmest day we'll have for quite some time. Tonight, cloudy with a low 54. Tomorrow on Halloween, cloudy with a chance of rain, but it's supposed to be dry tomorrow night with a daytime high 52. And then cloudy on Thursday, showers with a high 51, and morning showers on Friday with sunny skies in the afternoon. On Friday, with a daytime high at 50 degrees, it's 51 now from WILO. And last weekend, we wrapped up football season. We'll be, getting ready for basketball season right now. Don Stock and Carl Kercheval again this year with all the action on WILO. Now, we're trying to figure out exactly what games we want to carry to start the season. Don and I worked on this a little bit yesterday with the help of Ken Hartman last week before he went on vacation. The first game on WILO is going to be on Wednesday, November 21st. That's Frankfort Boys at Clinton Prairie. The second game is Saturday, November 24th, Rossville Boys at Western Boone. And the third game this season is Friday, November 30th, Eastern Boys at Clinton Central. So we'll be having three games before the end of November right here on WILO. Also, don't forget, a week from today, I guess it is going to be election coverage here on WILO. We'll start that around 6:30. Now, there's not a whole lot contested in the region, but there's a couple contests we'll keep an eye out for you on, and there's some state races and even a few national ones we'll be watching as well. We'll have the latest numbers and results from the area. We'll have in-depth team coverage with Shan Sheridan, myself, Ken Hartman, and Russ Casper, just to name a few. So we'll be doing that. I cannot believe it's 1 week from today. That'll be at 6:30 next Tuesday night on WILO. As I said, Susan Gresham is joining me in the studio with Coach Kids. Susan, hello to you.
Good morning.
You called me yesterday and said, hey, can we do something this week? And I said, sure we can. How's tomorrow morning?
That's fantastic service.
Yeah, so we try to provide here. What do you got going on? There was something you wanted to come in and tell us about, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the overall Coach Kids and how y'all are doing.
All right. Well, we need mentors. We are urgently seeking out adults, especially right now. We have a fantastic high school mentor population that is just exploding in the county schools, and we're excited about that. But we have some needs for adults, specifically with our Community Hope program. That's our one-on-one out in the community meeting program. We've got 15 kids waiting right now. Some have been waiting for even a year for a match. And these are kiddos that don't wait to make their life decisions. They make them with the resources at hand. And if they don't have a caring adult in their life to make them, then They're just taking chances. So we would love to have some folks who would think that they'd be willing to give 4 to 6 hours a month to spend time with a kiddo. They are at-risk kids. They are not high-risk kids. So these are just kids that need somebody to talk with, to do some activities with. And we have monthly trainings, and we can take any time if you're interested. We'd love to talk to you about what mentoring includes and what resources we have to offer. But we have a training coming up this next Monday, which prompted my call to you, because it's Monday at 6:30 at the Coach Kids office, and it's just an orientation. We don't make you sign your name in blood or anything. We just have you come and learn about what mentoring is and meet us and find out what it would look like. We understand taking your time to make those decisions, and we just want to start that conversation with you if you might be interested.
Well, everybody's busy, that's for sure.
Yes.
You know? And you think about 4 to 6 hours a month, that seems doable to me.
It's a lot of our mentors, they switch it up. Either maybe they'll do something every Tuesday evening for an hour, or like my husband, usually he tries to do twice a month. So okay. He picks a Saturday or two Saturdays, and they do something together. And then Coach Kids also has different fun activities that aren't just for the mentor and kiddo, but for the mentor's family, as well as the kid, about placing this kiddo in a family, almost a family environment. We recently went to Dole's to the pumpkin patch.
Oh yeah,
and had a blast. We had a great turnout from mentors. It was a beautiful day, and our community is just very welcoming to everyone who's willing to give up their time. So 4 to 6 hours a month, it's very doable. It can fit into your life. We're not asking you to do special things. It can be as simple as going to the grocery store together or doing a project around the house together, or something like that. Just taking the time to spend with someone that just needs a little extra attention.
So Monday night at 6:30 at the Coach Kids office, you'll be having an orientation of sorts?
Yeah, we call it orientation and training. We'll have a packet of information that lets you know what this relationship is going to look like and let you know what resources are available.
You had mentioned high school kids a minute ago. That's encouraging to me that you have some high school kids that you can trust in the mentoring process. So that goes pretty well in high school then, huh?
It is. We are just in the middle of an explosion. The program is going so well in the high school. We call it Coach Kids Club. We have a club that meets every month to work on skills that it would take to mentor and help them to develop a love of volunteerism within our community. But they get assigned a kiddo at the elementary school, and then they work with the teacher to set up a time to meet. And so they meet every week. And we monitor this, and we ask how things are going, and we help them with any resources they might need if they have challenges. And that's school-based. And we also have adults in the school. And I know we have a need for specifically two adults right now. We need a male at Clinton Central, and that's just 30 minutes a week. So that's picking a lunchtime and going in once a week. And then we also have a need at Clinton Prairie for a male. And these are just kiddos that they might need an adult rather than a teenager to meet with them. And there are resources, games, activities, usually iPads or other resources that folks can do. You're not out there on your own. We give you all the tools you need to be successful.
Do you see kids come back who have had mentors come back and want to be a mentor once they become
a
young adult?
Yes, we see that on a regular basis, and it always gives me chills.
Yeah.
Because it's just a neat thing to see a kiddo let it come full circle. And I recently met an adult that said, a very young adult, who said, you know what, Coach Kids, I had a mentor.
Yeah.
And it's neat to have these folks come back around and say, this really matters. In fact, the statistics say 90% of kids that are mentored want to be a mentor when they get older. So we are seeing that cycle. And it shows that it's doing something. It's making a difference in that kiddo's life.
So we're looking at 4 to 6 hours a month. And again, next Monday at 6:30, Coach Kids office orientation, kind of a training packet you guys will be handing out. How many mentors do you have at any given time? Is it
well, right
set
now,
time?
You count all of our programs, we have 170 mentors.
Wow.
The program is as big or bigger than it's ever been before. Mm. Our Community Hope program, we're sitting at 25 mentors, and we have several in transition. And then, so if you do the math on that, I think it's like 164 matches in the schools. And so we're excited because these needs are being met. We're able to work with the schools and with counselors and work with probation, and try to build a bridge with these kiddos to make a difference in the community, to help them to make positive decisions. And I think the community benefits as a whole.
And anyone can help in this too, right? Sometimes we hear the PSAs, we hear local officials or celebrities saying, hey, I've been a Coach Kids mentor, but you could be a factory worker, you could be a McDonald's manager, whatever.
In fact, we need everyone that does everything. You don't have to be a counselor or a psychologist per se. You just have to have a willing heart, willing ears to listen, and a little bit of perseverance. Sometimes you just have to keep calling. But it just takes normal people that care, just everyday people that care. That's what these kids need. They don't need a lot for Christmas. They don't need a lot for other things. They don't need handouts. They just need somebody to listen. That's invaluable. It's great to keep them warm, keep them fed. We need to do all that, but they also need to know that they are loved.
I found quickly that kids just want to be heard a lot of times, and just have a sounding board. And if there's someone they can trust as a mentor to give them some advice if they need.
Yeah. And sometimes it's about connections. I think we take for granted, that we know people, it's an opportunity to say, hey, you know what? I know somebody that does that. Maybe we could talk with them when it comes to career time. You know, we've gone to Ivy Tech and we've taken the tour of that fantastic, campus here in Frankfurt, and we had the opportunity to learn more about those programs. And then we had the kiddos talk to all the different mentors, because we have a whole plethora of variety within what our mentors do for a living and the experiences they have. And it was kind of neat for the kiddos to go, wow, you really do computer programming. Nice. I had no idea,
Right.
And so we create those connections, even with other mentors and other families. We're like a big family.
So before I let you go, is there a website or a phone number you would like to leave us with, Susan?
Yes. Well, we're at coachkids.org. You can call the office at 654-8812. And we're very active on Facebook. So you can find Coach Kids of Clinton County on Facebook and stay up with what's going on there. We like to post on a pretty regular basis what our needs are, but also just encouragement for everyday living. Because whether you realize it or not, you are impacting a life. Every day, all of us, the people we work with, the people that we run into on the street, our family members, we're all making a difference, and we want to continue to give everyone the resources and the hope they need to make that positive difference.
And we need to be aware of what difference we're making too, right?
Yeah, you're doing something, whether it's good or bad.
All right. Well, Susan, we appreciate you coming in this morning, and give us a call anytime or stop by.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for being a friend of Wylo. So again, Monday night at 6:30 at the Coach Kids office, you could just stop down there. They're going to have an orientation, and they'll be having a training packet that'll give you a few more details. 4 to 6 hours a month is the commitment they're kind of tentatively looking at, and they've even got some high school kids helping out now as well. If you would, they are looking for some adult mentors at this time. So again, coachkids.org, or check them out on Facebook. I'll be sure and like you guys too on Facebook and check that out there. So they're looking for some help at Coach Kids for the mentoring process, and we'll see if we can make some connections there. If there's something on your mind, you can give us a call at 659-3338. And there were a couple other things I wanted to bring along your way here. Had a couple people stop in the out front yesterday and bring me some information about the IU Health Frankfurt Gift Shop. They're having their holiday open house. It's going to be on Friday, November 9th from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Now, their theme this year is Believe in the Magic of the Season. It's the holiday open house, again, Friday, November 9th from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Now, they're going to have door prizes, special sale items, refreshments, and more. This is an opportunity to shop for some unique items they have and get a jump start on the holiday season. All team members and volunteers will receive $2 off with a minimum purchase of $5, one time only. But it's the IU Health Frankfurt Gift Shop. I don't remember the lady's name who brought this in. I apologize. I just kind of spaced on it, but I've seen her working with Colfax on some other things. And she brought this in yesterday and said, Kevin, can you mention this a few times? I said, absolutely. She said the gift shop is kind of small, but they've got some really unique items. And all the profits from the gift shop and their events support the mission and goes right back to the Indiana University Health in Frankfort. So it's, again, holiday open house on Friday, November 9th, a week from this Friday, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. They'll have door prizes, special sale items. The store hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Thursdays, 8 to 4. But make sure you go check them out next Friday if you're looking for a unique Christmas gift. I hate I stop short of talking Christmas before Thanksgiving or before even Halloween for that much, but we'll give them a little mention here for the next week. Also, something we've been talking about for a couple weeks now is coming up November 1st, which is right around the corner. What is this, Friday? Let's see, today's the 30th, and then tomorrow's the 31st. Yeah, Thursday. It's the 15th Annual Soup, Supper, and Auction at Frankfort Covenant Academy, November 1st at the 4-H Building, Thursday night between 5 and 7:30 p.m. Former Party Line host Larry Glass has helped organize this, and he brought me in this big stack of stuff a couple weeks ago and asked us to get the word out, so we'll do that for them. They've got a page of automotive items, then they've got two pages of food. Leave it to Larry Glass also to get some golf in there, and then some haircuts. Let's see, the married couple date night packages with an opportunity to go to dinner, then a hotel package to stay overnight, and then Larry thought ahead, and he went ahead and got you breakfast, too. So he's got some married couple date night packages, and then some miscellaneous items. I see Ellis Jewelers gift card here, and also some stuff from Sherwin-Williams, but again, automotive, food, and all kinds of stuff you can just find out just by going to Frankfort Covenant Academy. It's their 15th annual Soup, Supper, and Auction on November 1st at the 4-H Building this Thursday between 5 and 7:30. So make sure you check that out as well. They're going to have a lot of stuff over there. And I know Larry Glass has worked very, very diligently on that. Again, coming up here at 9 o'clock, we'll have a representative with the Clinton County Community Foundation talking about the SALS volunteers. SALS stands for Servants at Work, and they're going around right now and building things, particularly ramps, for Clinton County's low-income disabled residents. So they've, I think, applied for a grant and received that. It's for three ramps. And right now they have one request, so they're thinking about trying to find a couple more. They've got a grant that they've been awarded, and so they've got room for a couple more ramps. And if you're in need of that, we'll try to get you connected with them coming up here in about 8 minutes at 9 o'clock. A couple national headlines. President Trump says that he's going to sign an executive order ending birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who aren't citizens. He made the comment during an interview last night with Axios on HBO. Trump said he's talked to counsel and that he has the power to change the rules. Birthright citizenship is guaranteed by the 14th Amendment, so the constitutionality of such an order isn't clear. Axios says its full interview with Trump will air this Sunday on HBO. Vice President Mike Pence is catching heat after a rabbi at a campaign rally offered a prayer that mentioned Jesus. Last night's rally in suburban Detroit happened 2 days after a gunman murdered 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Pence was supporting House candidate Lena Epstein, who is Jewish. He invited Rabbi Lauren Jacobs to stage to pray. Jacobs is founder and chief rabbi at Messianic Synagogue. And the Judaism recognizes the New Testament as scripture, believes Jesus is the Messiah, and is strongly rejected by most mainstream Jewish traditions. Epstein says she, not Pence, invited Rabbi Jacobs to pray at the rally. Hundreds of people who feel that the earth is flat are coming to Denver to discuss it. Organizers say they've sold more than 400 tickets to the Flat Earth International Conference, which starts mid-November. Colorado is apparently home to a number of people who believe the earth is flat, and that's one reason Denver was chosen to host the group's second conference. One organizer tells the Denver Post that flat earthers believe the earth is stationary in space and other planets and stars orbit around it. We knew 500 years ago that wasn't the case. I don't know what new evidence they feel they've came up with to come to that conclusion. Well, a federal agent is investigating a University of Georgia professor and his possible links to caviar. That's right, we have federal agents now checking out a Georgia professor. According to the Athens Banner-Herald, Douglas Peterson is accused of giving himself a consulting fee in addition to the sale of harvested caviar at the University of Georgia. The fish eggs are harvested at the school's fisheries center and sold to a Texas company. UGA reportedly turned down a profit-sharing arrangement proposed by the professor 8 years ago. The caviar is expensive and is sold for $35 an ounce. What? $35 an ounce? Good cologne doesn't even cost that much, does it? Let's see what else we've got here. A giant inflatable colon, that's right, let me read that again, friends. A giant inflatable colon that was stolen in Missouri has been recovered. It's a 10-foot, 150-pound tubular intestine and was stolen from the bed of a pickup truck parked in a neighborhood in Kansas City earlier this month. It came from the University of Kansas Cancer Center and was supposed to be put on display at a breast cancer charity run 2 days after it was taken. Kansas City police said on Twitter that it was found in a vacant house. The colon is worth $4,000 and is used to teach people about colon screenings and the dangers of colon cancer. Police say the investigation is ongoing and it's their number two priority. Oh, a little pun there. I hadn't read ahead. I saw a inflatable colon a couple of years ago. I think we had it at the senior fair. One of the hospitals had brought up I think it was an inflatable colon, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Maybe somebody can call and correct me on that. But I helped her bring it in, and we brought it in the Community Life Center there in the side door, and it barely fit. I remember trying to squeeze it in the side door because it was so heavy, and she had to have it delivered and then had some special equipment to blow it up. It was quite a production, but it looked cool once they got it up. A Long Island town is changing its name for Halloween. Huntington has agreed to add an extra A and call itself Hauntington for the holiday. Angelica Cunningham, a second grader, wrote to the town supervisor suggesting it. The town board approved the 24-hour change unanimously, saying Hauntington is such a good idea, they'll probably use it in promotional literature in Halloweens to come. So, from the mouth of babes, right? See what else we've got here. Let's see. I had a couple today in rock history for you. It was on this day in October 30th, 1965, the Yardbirds released the single I'm a Man, which we play here on YLO. It was on this date in 1970, Jim Morrison fans found out that he was guilty of indecent exposure and profanity in Miami. He was sentenced to 6 to 8 months of hard labor and a $500 fine. John Lennon released the album Mind Games on this day in 1973. And also today in history, in 1976, Jane Pauley became news co-anchor of the Today Show. And in 1983, the Reverend Jesse Jackson announced plans to seek the Democratic presidential nominee. And in 2000, comic legend Steve Allen died on this date at the age of 78. And a live exorcism took place on national TV on this day in 2015. The special Exorcism Live aired on the Destination America cable channel. A crew visited the St. Louis area home that inspired the famous horror movie The Exorcist to drive out demonic forces. I don't really remember how that turned out, but I'm sure it turned out one way or the other. So coming up shortly, again, we'll talk with a representative of Sauls and talk about the Clinton County Community Foundation support of Sauls and their volunteers. Sauls is servants at work, and right now they're trying to see if they can help some of you in Clinton County who might need a ramp built at this time in your home if you're low income and disabled. So we'll talk with those representatives coming up next. Want to thank our Party Line sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media.